Imagine discovering that the positions of celestial bodies at your birth have been quietly shaping your personality and relationships all along. This isn't New Age fantasy, but the foundation of Joanna Martine Woolfolk's comprehensive guide that has captivated millions worldwide. Even skeptics might be surprised that this bestseller has been translated into over 20 languages and remains trusted decades after publication. From celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, who reportedly keeps a copy bedside, to executives making business decisions, this practical approach to astrology has transformed an ancient practice into a modern self-awareness tool. The zodiac isn't just mystical curiosity. It's a sophisticated system for understanding the human experience that continues to resonate across cultures and generations. While most people only know their sun sign, this represents merely one piece of your complex astrological identity. Your complete birth chart includes several equally important components. Your moon sign reveals your emotional nature and instinctive reactions, often explaining why you don't fully identify with your sun sign's description. For example, someone with sun in practical Capricorn but moon in dreamy Pisces experiences a tension between ambition and imagination. Your ascendant or rising sign, the zodiac sign rising on the eastern horizon at birth, represents your outward personality and explains why first impressions often differ from your self-perception. Someone with sun in introspective Scorpio but ascendant in sociable Gemini will appear more talkative than typical Scorpio descriptions suggest. Mercury, Venus, and Mars govern communication, affection, and energy respectively, while outer planets influence generations similarly but affect individuals through house positions. As Woolfolk emphasizes, no one is just their sun sign, explaining why two people with identical sun signs can be remarkably different. The 12 zodiac signs link human experience to cosmic patterns through overlapping classifications. Dualities separate into masculine signs, Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra, Sagittarius, Aquarius, with direct energetic qualities, and feminine signs, Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, with receptive, magnetic strengths. Elemental triplicities reveal core temperaments. Fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, bring enthusiasm and action. Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, offer practicality and stability. Air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, contribute intellectual curiosity. And water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, provide emotional depth. Quadruplicities show engagement styles. Cardinal signs initiate action. Fixed signs maintain what's begun. And mutable signs adapt circumstances. Polarities pair signs into six opposites representing complementary forces, like Aries, self, with Libra, partnership. Each sign's uniqueness comes from its specific combination of these qualities. For example, Aries combines masculine energy, fire element, and cardinal quality for a direct, enthusiastic, initiating personality, while Taurus combines feminine energy, earth element, and fixed quality for a receptive, practical, steadfast nature. If planets represent what energies are at work, and signs show how these energies express, the 12 houses reveal where these forces manifest in your life. This explains why people with similar planetary placements might experience them in different areas. The first house governs self-expression and appearance, the second house rules possessions and values, and the third house governs communication and siblings. The fourth house represents home and emotional foundations, the fifth house creativity and romance, and the sixth house work and health. The seventh house governs partnerships, the eighth house shared resources and transformation, and the ninth house higher education and philosophy. The 10th house rules career, the 11th house friendships, and the 12th house the unconscious and spirituality. Your house placements show which life areas receive the most planetary energy, explaining why some people focus intensely on career while others prioritize relationships or creativity. No astrological topic generates more interest than romantic compatibility. Woolfolk's approach transcends simplistic sun sign matching to examine how planets interact between charts through synastry. The sun-moon relationship creates powerful bonds. When a man's moon matches a woman's sun, he intuitively understands her essence, while she embodies qualities he emotionally needs. Sun-ascendant connections allow partners to see each other clearly, with the sun person embodying qualities the ascendant person projects. Venus and Mars connections reveal sexual chemistry, Venus representing what you find beautiful and how you express affection, while Mars shows what arouses desire and how you pursue it. Outer planet aspects reveal deeper dynamics. Jupiter brings growth, Saturn commitment with potential restriction, Uranus excitement with instability, Neptune romantic idealism, and Pluto transformation through power dynamics. House overlays show how partners affect different life areas. Planets in your 7th house feel like partnership material, while 10th house planets might support your career but create public scrutiny. Woolfolk emphasizes that challenging aspects don't doom relationships. They often create growth-producing tension that keeps connections dynamic. The best relationships combine enough similarity for understanding with enough difference to maintain interest. Beyond personality insights, astrology offers tools for understanding life's timing through several predictive techniques. Transits, the movement of current planets relative to your birth chart, create noticeable effects. Jupiter in your 2nd house often brings financial opportunities, while Saturn crossing your 7th house tests relationships. Understanding these cycles helps you work with cosmic timing rather than against it. Key transits include Saturn's 29-year cycle, creating transitions around ages 29-30, 58-59, and 87-88, Saturn returns, that often coincide with major life restructuring. Uranus creates sudden changes every 21 years, while Neptune brings inspiration or confusion every 14 years. Solar returns, charts cast when the sun returns to its birth position annually, provide yearly forecasts. Planets in the 10th house suggest a career-focused year, while 5th house placements indicate creative or romantic developments. Progressions advance the birth chart using the day-for-a-year formula, revealing gradual developmental changes, like when your progressed sun changes signs. Woolfolk emphasizes that predictive astrology isn't fatalistic prophecy, but about understanding the quality of time and working constructively with planetary energies. Astrology's greatest value lies not in prediction, but self-understanding. Woolfolk presents it as a psychological tool for recognizing patterns, a cosmic mirror reflecting your inner landscape. A complete birth chart reveals strengths, challenges, and tensions within your personality. Someone with sun in methodical Virgo, but moon in adventurous Sagittarius, experiences a pull between precision and exploration. Understanding this internal dialogue helps integrate these contradictory impulses. Astrology illuminates blind spots and growth areas. A person with challenging Saturn aspects might struggle with authority, but develop discipline through facing these challenges. Recognizing patterns transforms unconscious reactions into conscious responses, turning limitations into strengths. Beyond personality insights, astrology connects individual experience to universal archetypes. Your Venus placement reveals both personal love style and connection to harmony, while Mars shows individual ambition and cosmic action energy. This perspective places personal experience within meaningful context, countering modern alienation. The ultimate purpose of astrological self-knowledge isn't passive acceptance of destiny, but active partnership with universal energies. By recognizing your natural tendencies and cycles, you can express strengths more fully, transform challenges, and align choices with cosmic timing, becoming not a puppet of fate, but a conscious co-creator working with your celestial design.